You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to steal a moment for yourself before the week ahead. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Everyone, it is the Queen of Extreme, Francine, and you are listening to Eyes Up Here with Francine on the iHeartRadio Network or wherever you get your podcast. As always, I am joined by my co-host Chad. What up, dog?
Jester of Jubilance is back again.
Stop looking at me like that, man. You are.
What?
You're looking at me like you got something brewing, and that scares me.
I have the same look on my face every week
for five years.
Don't,
man, you don't. When you have something stirring, when the hamster's stirring and the wheels going in your head, I know exactly. See, you know.
What? Right.
You know I'm right. You're thinking of something else. You're on a different universe right now. You're thinking of something completely not what we're doing right now. And I know what you're thinking. And
that's
it's
true.
Pissing me off.
A rather crazy day we've had.
You're ridiculous. Oh my god.
I just every time we step behind these microphones, you never know what's gonna happen next. And God, I fucking love every second.
Oh my god, the F-bomb was
sorry, crazy. I had to drop it. I will beep it, but I love it. I love it, love it, love it.
Oh, never a dull moment.
Well, no,
you know, there's always a way to keep my name out there, and I tend to find it. Good or bad, I'm out there. YOLO!
Lately, it's been finding you.
I know, right?
You're not finding it. It's finding you.
I don't know. I don't know. Is there heat now? Do I have heat with Liv Morgan? Is there some kind of heat going on?
Seems like there was a little bit of heat.
That's so crazy.
You know, I'm not trying to create a ruckus, but...
Well, You know, you kind of started one.
I didn't mean to. I was just casually doing my job with you. I'm producing.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I've never said a bad word about her. I'm going to go on the record. Have I?
No.
No. Never said a bad word about her. I think she's a good little worker. I think she's got a great look. Really pretty girl. I've said that so many times. And then I didn't understand the tweet. I don't know if she's just like putting herself over or if it's a slap in the face in my direction. I can't, I know. I was trying to dissect it and I don't know. Certain people are telling me one thing, certain people are telling me another thing. And I'm just like, I don't know what it means. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, it all stems from our YouTube video that we did. Go watch the video. It's over on ECW Diva Francine. Over on YouTube, all about the trademark, about the Queen of Extreme name. It's a big thing, big to do. Lots of fights on Twitter. last week. It was crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy. But I didn't get to mention it on the show because it happened after we went off the air in real time. Like, we just went off the air.
Mind blowing. It just, it's like one of those things. Like, you ever see Old School with Will Ferrell? Like, remember the scene where he blacked out, you know, where he went on that speech, he blacked out. Like, it all happened so fast.
I
kind of blacked out.
I'm going to have to go watch that again because I don't remember that scene. But, you know, I'm the type of person, I know that not everybody is going to like you in this world. And I am one of those people that I want people to like me. I don't want people to dislike me for something that I didn't do or didn't say. And anything that I've ever said was never directed at any of the ladies. It was always directed at the company, at the WWE.
Right.
So, you know, if there's a personal grudge here, it's not from me. It's definitely towards them. And, you know, it's kind of sad when you look at someone and you admire them and then they tweet at you and you don't know how to take it. I don't really know what she meant by that. So if it was a slap in the face, well, so be it. But I never said a negative word about her.
No.
So,
and those fans, man, those fans.
Oh, they're nasty.
Oh, the worst.
They're nasty. This generation, I'm sorry, I have to say, and I sound like I'm 100 years old, but they are nasty little bitches. So nasty. Just the way they word things and call their name calling, and they're trying to, like, a lot of it is like, you're old. I got a lot of that. You're so old. It's like, oh my God. And they're like, I told you, they're between the ages of 16 and 22. You're old. You're irrelevant. Get out of here. Like, what? And then my fans are just like, you're stupid. Do your homework. Do take Wrestling 101 history and learn who the legends are. I'm telling you, there were huge fights back and forth. It's crazy.
You're stupid.
I'm older. E-R. Older. I'm not old. I'm older. How dare you?
Hey, look, I mean, I hate to tell everybody, but the guy who's in one of the main spots for WrestleMania is about your age. So you're old, but The Rock seems to be doing pretty good these days.
Yeah, he is. Age is just a number, my friend. I'm out here moving and shaking. They can all kiss my ass. I'm going to put that out there. All these little bitches can all kiss my ass. I'm so sick.
Oh, wait a second. I think that's trademarked.
Oh, my God. Does it? Oh, I'm sorry. Take that. But it's rude. People are so rude. I would never go on somebody's socials and be like, who are you? What did you do? It's like, Google is your friend. If you're too young to know anything about me or ECW, Google it. Check us out. See what you missed. You know? But it was so great. It was like, my fans were like piranhas. They just came up out of the water and they were just attacking. And there's one thread where there's this one girl that called me old, and she got 149 responses from my fans.
Holy crap.
They destroyed her.
That's incredible.
I didn't have to say a word. They destroyed her.
Wow. Man.
So, they just get some manners.
Huh? I said I'm like out of breath again from all this.
It's so ridiculous. I'm so over it. You know, like I said, I know not everybody is going to love me, and I'm not everybody's generation. I get that. Not everybody's an ECW mark. That's fine. But there's no reason to be rude.
No.
And name call and curse at me and ridiculous things. I'm telling you, my Twitter's still blowing up. Look, 19. I just cleared it. Every time I cleared it, but 20, it pops back up to 20. I'm just going to stop reading it. I'm done.
Crazy.
I'm done. Anyway, we got a good show.
Oh, really big shoe.
A really big shoe. I don't even know what we're doing. But let's send over the link.
The link is on the way.
All right. And we're going to get our guest on. And I'm gonna calm down.
You need a little zen.
I need something. I need something in my life. I need, you know what I need? That, whatever, that, takes away the bad juju. What
yeah, you
that?
Need like a Medi Spa thing to rub on yourself.
No, what's the moment. Thing? They come in your house and they do, it's like a, it's lit. It's got like smoke coming out of it and it clears all the bad.
Like incense?
Yeah, but I don't know what it's called. They go like this to you. They shake it in your face.
It gets I'm just picturing the priest at church.
It gets all the bad juju out.
We need the bad juju gone.
Bad juju. We have a special guest today. Mackenzie Mitchell is here. Right from where are you? Are you in Florida?
I'm in Orlando.
Orlando, you look beautiful.
Take us
thank
with
you for coming
you.
On.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. My girlfriend Betty drove you the other day, and I was like, you know what? I want her on the show. Can you arrange that? And then she said, sure. And then you did something for Signed by Superstars.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that go?
I did. That was great. I had a great time. That was my first time meeting Rob and crew. And it was an awesome time. I was already in the Connecticut area. And then Rob is like, why don't you come to Philly and do a signing with us? So since I was already in the Northeast, I was lucky enough to have Betty drive me. She's fantastic.
She's
We got to know each other quite well whenever we were just driving for 3 hours in traffic and you name it. And so it was a lot of fun.
Oh, good. I'm glad you had a good experience. I worked with Rob for, oh my gosh, decades.
Did you?
Decades and decades. And every year I do a New Year's Eve live where alcohol is involved. And it's very...
Mm-hmm.
I bet that's a fun time. I bet a lot of stories are shared there.
It's very sloppy. Let's just put it that way. But it's a lot of fun. So you are just out of WWE. Ring announcer for what, 4 years there?
So I was a backstage interviewer. That was kind of my bread and butter where I was on the NXT side of things. So I was on the Tuesday brand. And then I would do live events every once in a while. So I would do some ring announcing. Just as I left in December, I was dabbling in the ring announcing and I was really loving it. I got to kind of show a different side of myself and connect with the audience in a different way. As backstage interviewer, you're connecting through the screen, but you're not getting to physically talk to the fans a lot of the time. So that was fun. Mm-hmm. And then I was hosting a show called WWE Now, which is like their weekly show where they're talking about like what you can expect to see on Raw and SmackDown. And then I did a couple other digital shows. So kind of a little bit of everywhere, my hands in a lot of pots, and it was a great time for sure. A lot of fun.
So getting into the wrestling business, did this kind of opportunity just fall in your lap? Like, I mean, you're not trained to work.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not. Yeah. The opportunity really did fall in my lap. I graduated from the University of Mississippi with a broadcast degree, and I, right out of college, started in the world of professional wrestling. I was really lucky to land my first job with Impact Wrestling, now TNA. And so I knew nothing about wrestling. I was very honest about that. And I learned on the fly. I think I found and realized the other day, one of my first interviews was with like Jeff Hardy on a Facebook Live. And I was live and I'm like, what am I supposed to ask Jeff Hardy? I don't even know this business. I haven't learned anything. I'm just learning as we're going. But that's kind of the beauty of it too. And so I was at Impact for about 4 years. And then I landed my job at WWE. I applied for the job on the internet on WWEcareers.com. That's how I got my start in WWE, which is kind of wild. You would think with all the connections and the friends and the small industry that it is, I'd have somebody put a word in for me, but it was a really unique experience that I applied for the job on the internet on WWEcareers.com. And then I got the job and they moved me from LA to Connecticut. And then I ended up being in Florida for the NXT brand.
And how long were you there for?
In total, I was there for almost 5 years. I was in WWE. Yeah. About 5 years, 2019 through 2024. So maybe that would be four. I was there for about four.
Okay. But you weren't the type of person that wanted to ever be in the wrestling business. Like you didn't grow. Did you grow up a wrestling fan or?
I didn't grow up a wrestling fan. My aunt was a wrestling fan growing up. She would make she tells the story about she would make my mom play like wrestling. Wrestling at the Chase is what they did back in the day. And so they loved it. But my mom and my aunt are 8 years apart. And so I learned a little bit from her, but I never really watched it as a kid. And so then I got to to learn the industry in a whole different, with a fresh set of eyes when I came into the business, which was also kind of cool because I got to learn and go through all the trials and tribulations of it and just get to learn the uniqueness of the business and learn the respect I have for the business. It's such a beautiful thing.
Well, that's great. How were you treated when you first got there? Because I know I've been in it for over 30 years now. And wow. There's a lot of people who feel like, you know, if you didn't pay your dues, they would treat talent a certain way. Did you have any problems when you first got there? Did anybody treat you not so nice or in a way that you were just like, oh, I'm really uncomfortable?
Not necessarily. I had to navigate some conversations a little bit. But I was able to navigate that in my own way and kind of prove myself. I think that was mostly what the conversation was about, was like, well, this girl's coming in right out of college. I'm like a fresh face. I'm what, 21, 22? Like, I didn't know anything. And so that was kind of the interesting part for me, was just proving that I can entertain. I can be in this business. I can learn on the fly. Like, I can do all of those things and do it gracefully and have a good job and make a good job. And once I developed that relationship with talent and the camaraderie behind the business, then I really got to gain everyone's trust. I think that was what it was about.
Mm-hmm. Answer this the way you want to answer it. No pressure. I'm sure you're familiar with the stories that are going around with Vince McMahon and upper management. Were you, or did you know, and you can tell as much or as little as you want, did you ever experience any weirdness, any pressure in order to either keep your job or be, because I've had experiences there. I only lasted there 6 months. I worked there. I worked there in 2006, and I was told to get noticed. I had to rub my chest with oil and go into Vince McMahon's room and lean over his desk and try to talk to him to get him to notice me and that kind of thing. And at this point, I was already in the business for 13 years. I worked for ECW. I was on TV. I did countless pay-per-views. I was already established as a worker. So I didn't feel like that was something that needed to be done. So I flat out said no, and I was released.
Wow.
So did you experience anything towards yourself, or did you see anything backstage that you were just like, maybe this is not the place for me? Or
yeah. Lucky enough, I did not. I had a really pleasant experience at my time with WWE. I did not experience any type of situation that way. I think too, it's such a different time. I think it's a different era of it being in 2024. And the women are headlining WrestleMania and pay-per-views and Royal Rumbles and you name it. And so I feel like it's a different time. It's a different era. And so I was lucky enough to not ever experience that or to see anything of that matter.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just throwing it out there because there's so many stories that are
unfortunate.
Yeah. And they're continuing to come out every day. There's like somebody stepping up and saying this happened and that happened. And, mm-hmm. you know, this is my business and it just makes me so upset to hear all these things and to have these young women be put in these positions.
100%.
To keep their jobs or to get a job. And I'm just like, man, it is not worth it, you know? And there's life after WWE. There was life before WWE. And that's what I try to explain to people. Like, I just walked out and it just wasn't for me. And I mean, if that's something what people want to do and you could look at yourself in the mirror and say, hey, I'm good with that, then by all means, like that's great. But I wasn't one of those people. So
yeah,
I'm so glad that you did not have to go through that and that you had a really good experience there. Do you want to continue in wrestling? Like, are you looking to still fulfill that role for another company, or are you planning to move on and maybe do other things?
You know, I've toyed with that idea a little bit because I've been in wrestling now almost, it's been 8 years, mm-hmm. almost 9 years. And so it's taken a lot of my life. All of my 20s was in the wrestling business. My husband and I were both in wrestling. That's how we met each other. He still works with NXT, with WWE. So that's really unique in itself. This is the first time I've not had a contract in 8 years. Mm-hmm. And so that's it's a freeing experience because I can have the ability to do whatever I want to do. And so I'm really just enjoying my time now. And I just launched my show Threads, which we talked about a little bit off record when we were texting.
Right.
I just launched my own YouTube show. And that was a show that I had pitched to WWE for 4 years, the entirety that I was there. And they never picked it up. They didn't greenlight it. We filmed a pilot. And the pilot we filmed in February of last year. And then I circled back in August and there was just, it never got greenlit and we never saw the light of day of it. And so the pilot was with Johnny Gargano and he had some fantastic stories. You know, the gear, like it just puts a different a spin on the conversation. There's only so many times you can ask, like, what's your favorite Royal Rumble moment? What's your favorite WrestleMania moment? I could probably Google that and find that on the internet. But this is a way to bring fresh new conversations and talk about things that I know about the business, which is style and fashion, and things that I care about. I've never been in the ring, so I don't know how it feels to take a suplex or to take a bump. Like, I don't know that. But I do know that. Right. I'm like, but I do not. I always say I'm a better talker than I think I would be athlete and wrestler. Which is why I had my job. But I always say, like, this is something I know about and I care about. And when there's new gear, I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to know all about it. And so people have.
One second, you make gear as well? You're a
designer? I don't make gear. I design my own jewelry pieces. I have my own jewelry brand, headlined by MM. My family's been in fine jewelry for 75 years. So I've learned a thing or two throughout the years. My great grandmother and great grandfather started a small local business back in the 1950s. My grandmother and my aunt still run the store today. It still survives, which is really, really awesome. And so I knew I wanted to create a business around the jewelry business. I just didn't know a jewelry industry. I just didn't know what it was going to be. When I was on TV on a weekly basis, I was like, why don't I just design these pieces? Make that my fun, my creative outlet. And so I design a lot of my pieces and that's kind of where my expertise comes into the fashion side of things as well. So for example, the ring I have on is a fidget spinner. It's an actual fidget spinner. It comes in gold, silver, rose gold, black. It's been extremely popular. So that's been gratifying in itself to just be able to put my creativity into something that just means more with my family, and just the business side of things. So that's been great. So yeah, it's been awesome. So my thread show has really taken off.
So the premise of Threads is, like you said, you're not going to discuss wrestling moves or matches. You're going to dive into more of the fashion sense of your Okay.
So we talk about, my latest guest was Mandy Rose. And so she was at NXT for a period of time. She broke records with the NXT Women's Championship. And so we talked about her time when she unified the titles and when she wore these black wings, these black angel wings. And we ended up finding out in the story, when I did the interview, that her black wings never came in. And so she had to go to Party City and buy these black wings. And they became like an iconic look that she wore time and time again, but she got them for $35 at Party City.
Right.
And so that's just proof in itself that, like, if she was in a pinch and she was like, I got to make something work. So my next guest that's coming in. Yeah, exactly.
I wore this just like, you were like wanting these wings and you said, hey, where can I get wings?
Oh,
yeah, exactly. So there you go. There's the clip. It's on my YouTube channel. And my next guest is going to be Tori Wilson. So we already did the interview and I had never met Tori and she was so gracious. And she was like, how can I say no to doing this interview? I love the concept. I love everything about it. I love that we're talking, you know, like a female kind of starting her own thing after WWE. Like you said, life after WWE, there really is one out there. So, I'd love to get you on the show. We'll have to talk about all your looks from ECW days and back in the day. Like, there's so much to uncover.
Some of them are not so good, but that's okay.
You know, like that's the cool part about it is looking back and just reminiscing on some things and be like, this didn't work. This did work. Oh, I got reaction from this. I sold this piece for whatever. You know what I mean? Like, people don't even know what do you wear it sometimes, and then it sits in a closet for how many years, and it's a special place in your heart, but what do you do with it? So
sell it, or
you can talk about it then on this show, which is a perfect place. I would love to whenever relive those moments.
Whenever you want me, just we have each other's number. You can always just call and say, hey, what are you doing tomorrow or whatever.
Absolutely.
I would love to.
It is a
different type of show and a different concept. So I think a lot of people would be interested in it. And I don't know why WWE was not, because see, with me at the stage that I'm at, because I'm a mom, you know, I have two kids, I'm busy, right? And I'm doing all this wrestling on the side and I have the podcast. I don't have time to sit down and watch 24 hours of wrestling a week, because it's a lot.
Right. It is a lot.
Right. But I find myself gravitating to more of the reality aspects of the workers these days. So I go to YouTube and I watch a lot of their own like little diaries that they put out, because I love the behind the scenes is sometimes more thrilling than what I'm watching.
No doubt. In the ring. Absolutely. And that's the thing, is it allows you to connect to a person rather than a character, get to know their stories. And I've learned just from these past three episodes, like, a lot of the wrestlers have a common color that makes them feel comfortable and makes them feel confident. And their stories, like the Party City one, or, you know, just all of those that allows you to connect to who these people are rather than just what you're seeing on the screen. And I feel like in today's society, you want that. You want to get to know, you want to pull the cover, like the curtain back a little bit and get to know who they are personally. That's what allows you to connect on a deeper level, on a storytelling level.
100%. And it also lets you see the person outside of the character they play, because I know when I worked, I was a bitch and the biggest heel that you can imagine, which was totally opposite of the person that I am in real life. So seeing these people sitting down and talking as a real human being, that attracts me to the product more so than seeing them play a character. I think I kind of transitioned from being like the diehard wrestling fan, and now I just want to see more of the person that they are for real.
Sure.
And I gravitate towards those YouTube videos.
Those signs, I
watch a lot of them. I watch people's home vlogs, and you know, I love the on the road when people are vlogging when they're on the road and they're going to, like, I don't know, if they stop at a Denny's or if they go to a toy store or they're buying an outfit or whatever. I just like to see the backstage stuff
more. And for me, it's been really gratifying. The past two guests, Mandy and Matt, have both texted me after the episode launched and said, thank you. This is such a unique spin that allows me to tell my story. Because so many times on WWE, you're given a script. You're given a script and you're giving a criteria that you must meet and who you are to fit that role. But this, both of them, when they sent me text messages and said, thank you, you're on to something. This is so cool. This was such a different conversation. That was rewarding in itself, because I'm like, okay, I'm doing something bigger here. It's not just about the character and their times that they want a title. Like, titles are great and all, but that's not all that makes a career.
Right.
And so just those little moments in itself, to me, made me go like, okay, this is fun. This makes all the sense in the world for me to do this.
That's great. And it's unique.
Yes,
you're doing something that no one else is doing right now. So I think that's a really, really good concept that you have. So I hope it blows up for you. Now,
thank you.
There is, it's YouTube. Is this on YouTube as well?
Yep. on my YouTube channel. Just it's Mackenzie and Mitchell, which is all my social media. It's just the YouTube. You can click in and you can go in and watch all the videos. I do launch some exclusives as well too of the video, because once we get to talking, then we've got 30 minutes of content, 45 minutes of content. And I'm like, well, these stories have to live somewhere. So then if it doesn't make the full 15 to 17 minute episode, then I'll make them exclusives and put them on social media so other people can feel like they can connect to the conversation too.
Gotcha. And so when you were in WWE, did you have like a travel buddy? Who did you travel with?
So my best friend is Chelsea Green.
She's doing wonderful right now.
She is. I'm so excited for this new era of Chelsea. she was in NXT. She broke her arm. I think she broke her arm like 2 to 3 times throughout her time with WWE. And then I felt bad. She got cut short when she broke her arm. I think she made her SmackDown debut and the same episode she broke her arm.
Yeah.
And then she got released in the days of COVID, I think it was. And then when she made her return, I was one of the first people that she told, because of course I was in the business and we talk business related or not business related.
Right.
So anytime I got to work with her was so much fun. And you get it, the camaraderie of people that you get to see and connect to, and it's like your family. I was on a weekly basis going on Tuesdays to hang out with these people for 12 hours at a time. And so you get to know a lot about them. I was lucky to meet some really cool friends. I loved hanging out with Chelsea, Roxanne Perez, Cora Jade. They're a little bit they just are really younger in the NXT side of things. I'm excited to see what they do. I love some of those girls.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Yeah, it's so good when you can meet good people and then it continues even if you leave or if they leave.
That's right. That's a true test of friendship for sure. Yeah. I've always felt that way. It lets you know if it was just a work friendship or just because it was convenient, or if it made sense throughout your time after WWE or after wrestling or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes it is, because I've had friends that were locker room friends, but then I have my girlfriends that I've been friends with for 30 years. And sometimes we don't see each other. I mean, gosh, there's some I don't see each other for years and years, but that's what the phone's for and your FaceTime. And it's like we haven't missed a beat. And I've met wrestling, so they've become family. And it's
For sure. I totally feel that. Yeah. I feel that.
Well, what's next for Miss Mitchell? What are we doing?
I've mentioned with Threads, I'm really excited for the show and to see where we can go with that. I've got Tori Wilson coming up, and then I have another episode that I'm filming next week. I don't know who, I can't reveal just yet who the episode is going to be, but I'm really excited for this one. So continue to just really hit Threads as a home run and just like take it to the next level, and then work on Headline. I'm in Winter Park Fashion Week this upcoming week. So I'm dressing the models and all of my jewelry and stuff. And so I'm really excited about that, just to kind of get things going and really hone in on the style and fashion of things, whether it's professional wrestling or Winter Park Fashion Week. It's just always been a passion of mine. And so now I get to take some of my loves and combine them, which is a beautiful thing.
So is your jewelry online or is it
online?
Okay. Where can we find your pieces?
Headlinebymm.com, or you can go to my social media, and I'm connected on my social media as well. If you follow me, Mackenzie N. Mitchell, you can connect to Headline through there.
There we go.
There's the website. Yeah, it's
awesome.
It's a very awesome
website. I've been scanning through it. Very, very awesome website.
Thank you. I designed it all on my own. Yes, I've been up at times at 3 a.m. coding my website, and I'm like, I have no business coding my website because I have no clue what I'm doing. But like you said, YouTube gives you a lot of information.
Oh, so they're wearing your pieces.
Yeah, I've had Seth Rollins, Trick Williams. Trick has kind of made it part of his his entrance, which has been really cool. Yeah. And then I just had Melanie Collins recently wear on CBS on NFL. She was wearing it sideline. And I think that game was showed to over 30 million people. So that was really, really amazing for me.
That's awesome. Good for you.
Thank you. Beautiful. So it's really taking off, which I'm so happy about. And I'm lucky enough that my friends are really cool and they do really cool things. And so they can help me promote it, which is great. But even then, it's like Natty loves to buy my stuff. Several others love to buy my stuff. Seth is wearing my stuff on Raw and big moments and commercials and things. So that's really rewarding too.
Oh, well, that's beautiful. Are you doing any cons coming up? Because I'll be at WrestleCon. Will you be at WrestleCon?
I will be at WrestleCon. And I think Betty told me you're going to be at Big Event.
Oh, well, I will be at Big Event.
I will be at Big Event. I will be there for Big Event for the weekend. And then I also will be at WrestleCon, and then I'm doing a few other signings here and there. I'm going to Reality of Wrestling, Booker T and Charmel. I'm going to be working with them for one show in April on April 13th, which I'm excited about. Oh, so I'm doing some little shows and conventions here and there, just whatever will have me. So I'm excited for that one. WrestleCon will be so fun this year because I didn't get to go to WrestleMania last year. So now I get to go to WrestleCon, and it's a reunion to see all my friends that I haven't seen in so long that are in AEW and different companies and haven't been, you know, in wrestling for a while. So it's a reunion.
Right. Right. Well, I'll make it a point to come see you. I'll be with Betty.
Yes. We'll have to meet.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I'll make it a point. I don't know what room I'm in, but as soon as we get there, I'm sure I can find you.
Yes, please. We'll connect. We'll all see each other. Maybe we'll get a drink or something afterwards.
Yeah, that would be lovely. But whenever you want to do something for your channel, I am open to it. So just give me a call and we'll set it up.
Thank you. Absolutely.
You're lovely. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Hope you keep continuing to blow up. Chad, do you have anything to add?
No, just it's amazing to see how much you've really done. I mean, that is incredible growth you've had.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, with the broadcasting degree that you had to get to WWE, must have been just an amazing experience. Because I worked at WWE in 2006 on the production side, and they were still doing tape in 2006. So I can't imagine what you saw by the time you started in the business to when you got there. So just
I know
what a fantastic story you've had.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. It's been fun. It's been fun to just spread my wings and go, what can I do? How can I tap in December? And it's been a great time. So we'll see what's next.
Honey, you're on a great path. So just going forward. I wish you the best of luck. Can't wait to meet you in person. And
I know.
I appreciate you coming on. This was
thanks for having me. I really appreciate you guys.
All right, doll. You take care and I'll see you soon. Okay.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Mackenzie Mitchell, everyone, go to her webpage and come see us at the signings and all that good stuff.
What a go-getter.
She is a go-getter. That's the first thing I thought. She's lovely. I mean, I'm so happy. I would love to do her show.
I'm looking at her website. Her website, especially the fact she did that. I put websites together. It ain't easy. That is a freaking good website.
Yeah, she's on top of things.
Multimedia. It's got all the links you need for all the merchandise, and it tells you everything. It's got the history of her family, like she had mentioned earlier in the interview. Mm-hmm. I mean, she just is amazing. But that's why I'm saying, like, when she graduated from her broadcasting school and to go through the business, by the time she got to WWE, like, that was just the polishing that she needed just to learn that. It must have been like, okay, yeah, I'm here now. And she, That and very impressive. That
she's
amazing.
Got a good head on her shoulders.
Absolutely.
She seems like she's a smart girl and she has a good head on her shoulders and
yeah.
She's got a lot of cool things happening for her. So good for her. Can we plug my next appearance?
I would like nothing better than to do that.
And I tell you something, I saw something funky about it and I sent it to you. Did you see it?
Oh, I did. Yeah.
I won't have an answer for that.
That was.
No one knows what's going on.
That was cray cray and ballsy.
You know, this is the third thing that has popped up, not for the one for this show, but then two for another show that I'm doing, that the promoters or people are just adding me to posters and I didn't even agree to anything. Why are they doing this to me?
Puts you in a bad position, but then it puts the people that you're working with in a bad position because it makes them look bad.
Well, I didn't reach out to the person, to this guy, but I did reach out to, the promoter, the two promoters that are involved. And one was very helpful, and you know who I'm talking about. And the other one just ghosted me. And I'm just like, really?
We call that one the humana, humana, humana.
Can somebody just tell me I just want to know. That's what pisses me off. Like, if you're a talent, okay, I'm just going to go on a little. Bubba mentioned this. Bubba said the same thing when we had him on. If you are talent and you agree to something, that's what you should be held accountable for. Not 50 million extra things that pop up. The one guy wanted me to work the show at night, which I'm not even staying for. Then he wanted me to do a photo op with three other girls that are there. I never agreed to any of this. So if they're selling, advanced tickets, and then I walk in last minute, I go, I'm not doing that. What do you do for all the people who paid the advance fee? The pre-sales. You know what I mean? So I try to nip it in the bud before we get to that. But again, today I get sent this thing and I was like, who is this? I don't even know.
That one was horseshit. The one that you sent me today, that was
today was, but so were the other ones.
This one had like a plan and options.
You're selling my signatures. I'm going to see her.
Sample copies in the thing, watermarks.
I said, absolutely not. I didn't agree to this. You know, but when you put me on a post, if I'm supposed to be signed, let's say I'm signing for 3-4 hours or something, then my face is on the poster for the night show. I'm not booked for that night show. This is not the Boston thing. This is another show. I'm not booked for that show. Mm. And then I'm not in this photo op. What is going on with these people? I don't even know.
We call it the amateur.
But then I look like a bitch because I'm the one saying, well, I'm not doing that. But guess what? I'm not getting paid.
No, you're not. It's what it is it's the, so what happens is little inside baseball for those listening. It's when you run a big show, such as a convention, you have vendors. Vendors make side deals with the promoter. The promoter thinks to make his money back, he's going to sell signatures to these vendors at a discount. But what he doesn't count on is the talent being a little more savvy about their business and seeing, like yourself, the ads that the person then puts out saying, I'll be seeing blah, 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 and making it seem like they're having another booking popping up when in reality, what they're doing is they're buying, they could just be buying signatures from the guy you're working for, but they're not making it sound like that. They're making it seem like another complete different booking. And it's called the amateur hour.
Okay. But if the vendor that's bringing me in is agreeing to do that, you should tell the talent, hey, I'm going to have 40 extra pieces for you. Is that okay? No, that's not okay unless you want to pay for it.
Or what it is if it's like, look, if he's deciding that day, hey, listen, you know, I have a guy who he's got, and he could go to you and say, hey, this guy wants to get 50 pieces done. And, you know, I know I'm charging $25 an autograph, but I'm going to chop the price a little bit to get 50 pieces done. Is that okay? He goes to you and asks you, rather than this guy write on his post, hey, I'm going to see the Queen of Extreme. I can get any picture done the way you want with your personalization.
Here's
a sample copy.
That guy needs to come to me and pay me.
Oh, absolutely.
Not my vendor. Me. They're my signatures for his sale. Yeah. No, you're paying me. He's not getting the money.
Yeah, that one you sent me was so flagrant and just amateur hour.
Yeah.
So bad. That's why I scale back and I can just go, you know what? I want nothing to do with this right now because these people are ruining it.
Well, I have to figure out what's going on because I don't know who it's through.
Yeah.
But I don't, I don't want to do it unless I'm getting more money. So,
right.
Absolutely ridiculous. But anyway, all right.
Long story short, March 9th.
March 9th. Where am I? Do you have the thing?
Chicalfi, Ohio, whichever
Ohio,
one.
Ohio. Hopefully, Todd Gordon makes it. He texted me yesterday and was trying to get on my flight, and there was one seat left. I don't know if he made it or not. The reunion, Cavalcade of Legends. There's 100 legends on this card, but it's Saturday, March 9th. And I'll be at the Fan Fest. It looks like 12 noon to 5 p.m. So that's pretty cool. Later ones. I don't have to be there at 9 o'clock. So.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's really nice. Until 5, and then maybe we can go get dinner at a normal hour and not eat at 9 o'clock. That's the worst. When you sign till like 7:30 and then you have to go back to the room and then they take you out, but it's 9 o'clock. Like you eat dinner at 9. I eat dinner at 5 o'clock. I can't do that kind of stuff.
Who is this next to you up here?
Do you Where? Know? This, I can't see.
This chick with the hat.
Haley J.
From the wrestlers on Netflix?
Yeah, from Al Snow's OVW.
Got it.
Yeah, but there's Sandman looking all kinds of rugged under the Mountie. That's Jimmy Hart.
I mean, there's a who's who of Eyes Up Here personnel. Schwecker Luke.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had a lot of these people on. There's Todd Gordon, Gary Wolf. You know Medusa. Who we get on here? Kevin Sullivan.
Look, Medusa, Baby Doll.
Yeah.
Scotty Riggs.
Oh, I can't wait to see Scotty Riggs. Bill Apter's going to be there. Look at him.
if we have Kevin Sullivan on, this will be me.
Why? You don't like Kevin?
No, it's not that I don't like him.
Why?
Just let him talk.
He's the best.
No, he's great. I've had a lot of fun talking to him at conventions when we've done some signings, but man, he can talk.
Yeah.
I know a guy who can talk and that guy can talk.
He's got some good stories though.
Great stories.
I've had dinner with him a couple times and he was making me howl with the laughter. It was hilarious.
He can go on for days.
Yeah. He's the best. But there's a lot of people I want to see in this convention. So come on down 12 to 5, Saturday, March 9th in Chickalafalaka, Ohio. And I'll see you there.
We'll see you at Chickalafalaka.
We'll see you in Chickalafalaka. So it'll be great. And we have a late flight Friday. So, don't have to be there super early with nothing to do all day Friday. We're going in late. I'll go right to my hotel, go to sleep, wake up, relax.
Nice.
And be ready for 11:30. It's great. Can't wait.
Get at it.
Come see us. Yeah. You coming? You come to Ohio?
I've been invited to that show many, many times.
Have you?
Yeah.
Cavalcade, the Legends Reunion, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, they have them every year at the at that place. So no.
Oh, wow. I've never heard of it before. It's my first time. I'm a first timer.
Oh, look at you.
I know.
Breaking the cherry.
All right. Well, that's the next big show. So you want to say what you got going on? Your website. You're not doing that. Your YouTube.
I have slowed down on a lot of stuff. I have, I have some other things I've been working on independently, but I have my William Shatner private signing going on this April. So if you want to get something signed by Captain Kirk, go to ibexclusives.com. It's going very well. So if you'd like to get something thrown in there, we've got pictures available. You could send something in. I've got some DVDs I'm getting signed. We've got cards. We've got photos. We've got everything.
But what happened to the YouTube channel you were trying to get off the ground?
I just decided maybe we'll pause that. That could get me in some trouble. So I think I will pause that for the time being.
Okay. Not a problem.
It was, it had... had its moments, but you know what? Sometimes it caused a little too much of a stir.
Ah.
That's why they call me the Chad Stir.
Wow. Okay. Well, across the board on social media, you can find me at ECW Diva Francine. And if you have not yet done so, please go over to our YouTube channel that we mentioned earlier, ECW Diva Francine on YouTube, and subscribe if you can. I'm telling you, it is free to subscribe. We are over the 10,000 mark, but my next goal is going to be 20,000. So I want to get there. I want to get there quicker than we got to 10,000. So go over and subscribe. We do have a channel membership. It's $5.99. You get exclusive content only seen by your eyes for channel members. But if you don't want to do that, just hit that subscribe button and ring my bell so you get the notifications. I hope you are staying safe. I hope you're staying healthy. And most of all, I hope you are staying extreme.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.